all of these groups had, for one reason or another, started getting interested in the issues about game longevity and how you keep computer games or interactive fiction around for a significant period of time. And just sort of going back and forth, they realized there was an opportunity to work with Library of Congress on their large digital preservation effort, the National Digital Information Infrastructure for Preservation Program. Yeah, far too long a name.
That's a mouthful. I mean, can you talk about your own, your personal interest in this and your desire to be a part of it?
So before I came to the faculty here at the U of I, I was actually working at New York University, heading up their digital library team. And we participated in some very early NDIP-sponsored work on preserving, actually, digital public television. So when the entire public television system switched over to digital production and distribution change, people started worrying about, okay, how do we keep this stuff around? And that started getting me interested in the issues both around preserving digital information generally, but also how do we preserve these much larger, more complex forms of digital media that really aren't things we can just print on acid-free paper and keep around as an alternative.
And there are potential games that will be part of this. And,
right.
And the theme here is virtual world.
Right. So what we were trying to do with the games we selected to study was try to get a really broad range of games from different parts of computing history, different genres of game, games that would present a number of different issues in terms of both technical issues and social issues, particularly issues around intellectual property. So we've got everything from Space War on the PDP-1 computer, which has got a strong claim to being the first true computer game ever invented, developed at MIT back in 1962, through console games like Star Raiders on the old Atari system, through modern massive multiplayer systems like Second Life.
So I think one of the key questions here, and I think it may have been asked or you or someone else in the project before, is preserving something for which the game system, or in the case of the first game, as you mentioned, the system doesn't
right.
really exist anymore.
There is one, count them, one functioning PDP-1 computer left in the world that I know about. It's at the Computer History Museum out at San Jose. So yeah, if we want to preserve the game, keeping the hardware around really isn't a feasible strategy for most of these items. Although I've been shocked to find how many people still have Atari 2600 consoles sitting in their attic that they're willing to donate to us. But we need to figure out a way how to keep the game viable separate from the hardware it was intended to run on. So for many of these games, we're looking at two strategies, either migrating the game onto new operating systems and new hardware. That is a feasible option when you've got a copy of the source code. So I've got a copy of one of our games, Mystery House, designed for the old Apple II, sitting running on my iPhone at the moment. You can also look at emulation, trying to provide a virtual recreation of the original operating system and hardware for the original game to run under. That has the advantage that you actually can keep the original artifact around. You can keep the game unchanged so that people can study it. We have found that some of those emulators that are in use today are actually a little brittle and don't provide a perfect experience of the game.
So what's the next step for you?
So the next round of the project is going to involve much more interaction with users and actually mm-hmm. bringing in people from the gaming community to test some of these games out, running on both original hardware and on emulated systems and seeing how they behave and trying to talk to both gamers and game developers about what they think is important about games, both some of these older historic games and some of the new ones that we're going to be testing. We're going to be in particular looking at some series of games. So there's some games that have really long-lasting franchises. This was after my time in public school, but apparently if you talk to any of our undergraduates today and mention the game Oregon Trail, you'll hear that all of them played this at some point. And that game has been in constant production pretty much since the late 1970s. So we want to look at versions of that game over time and start looking at, okay, in theory, this is the same game. what are the aspects of it that have remained unchanged? What is it that makes the game Oregon Trail the game Oregon Trail? What changes and isn't necessarily significant about the game? And start trying to look at both the content and look at what people say is important about the game and trying to figure out what is the essential aspect of this material that we have to preserve.